This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. I hope you have had a beautifully peaceful and calm week. Every single day on Yoga Girl Daily this week, we have stuck with the topic of stillness, of quiet, of finding our ground. And I really hope the practices we've moved through this week have helped you get a little closer to that place. Today, it is Feel Good Friday. So of course, I have a self-care tip, a little feel-good tip for you to take with you into the weekend. And we are going to stick with the theme of stillness. Today, as a feel-good practice, I want you to sit in silence. And it's almost laughable how simple this practice is. I mean, it's something that I think is talked about in such a big way. The concept of sitting down in silence, the concept or the idea of meditation, it can feel really daunting. It can feel really complex. Like we have to be a certain kind of person to be able to meditate, or we can only meditate when everything in our lives has aligned in a certain way, or we can only meditate when we are feeling better or when we feel calm. There's so many different techniques and teachers and ways to go about meditation that sometimes I think our minds take this very simple, basic concept of just sitting down in silence and makes it into this very complicated, difficult to reach kind of thing.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So today as a practice, I want to take all the frills, all the complex stuff, and just put that all the way aside to return to the simplicity and the foundation of sitting down, closing our eyes, and remaining that way. I have been thinking about this quote. I'm sure you've heard it. Don't just do something, sit there. Which of course is the play on. Don't just sit there, do something. And I've been really thinking about this. Don't just do something, sit there. Especially on days when we are feeling overwhelmed, when things are hectic, when we feel like, holy moly, I don't have time to sit down. Those are the days we need to make time to sit in silence. So the best way to go about this, especially if you're new to the practice of just a seated meditation, is to use a timer. You can use your phone for this. Just turn your phone on airplane mode so you're not going to be distracted. And then decide how long you're going to sit for. If you're brand new to a silent kind of meditation practice, start with 5 minutes. 5 minutes is going to go a long way. If you're a seasoned practitioner, take 20 minutes for this. Finding a comfortable seat, I love to sit on a little cushion or a folded up blanket, or you can grab a little pillow from your couch or folded up towel, just something to elevate the hips a little bit so you have a little more space for the lower back and can sit comfortably. So finding comfort for the body is important, otherwise the mind is going to get loud about that right away. And then setting your timer for however many minutes you're committing to just sit in silence. Put the phone away, close your eyes, and start noticing your breath. That's it. That's the whole practice. Okay. I'm not going to share more details than that. Literally turn on the timer, sit down, close your eyes, and remain that way. And get curious around what happens inside of your body as you're sitting in silence in this way. Get curious around what your mind is telling you in that brief moment of quiet. And see if you can really just witness what unfolds from the mind, what unfolds physically in the body, what unfolds from your heart emotionally, without attaching tons of judgments or ideas to that, but just noticing what's happening in that moment. Witnessing your emotions, witnessing your thoughts, witnessing your breath, and remaining present in the body for those 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 minutes. And every time you find yourself getting distracted or the mind gets really loud, just bring yourself back to the breath, bring yourself back to this moment. And when the timer goes off, you're done. That's the whole practice. And maybe you will have had 5 minutes of sitting quietly while your mind was really, really, really busy. Maybe you'll have 5 minutes that feel like they were a struggle, like it was really hard to sit there and just be still and just be quiet. Maybe you'll have 5 minutes that feel totally peaceful and beautiful. Again, we're not attaching an outcome to this. We're not judging anything as good or bad. Just sit down in silence and notice what's surfacing for you. The beauty of this practice, just like any practice, is the more we return to it, the more often we come back to just sit in silence, the easier it's going to become, right? The more you're going to get to know yourself and start to actually figure out, what is this thing that feels like it's in the way? What are these thoughts that get so loud the moment I just sit down and put everything else away? And how about my ability to bring myself back to this moment? What are some tools, some ways I can come back to the present moment again and again and again? And you'll find that the more time you return to a seated meditation practice, the more something beautiful is going to open up inside of you. Basically, your own ability to hold space for yourself. And it doesn't mean that every time you hold space for yourself, things are going to be peaceful and easy. Sometimes they will be. Sometimes you'll have challenging days, challenging thoughts. The point of the practice is to be present with what is. So I really hope you take this practice to heart. If you can commit to this and do this once a day, you know, even if you're just starting with your 5 minutes, once a day, pick a time of day that you know you can return to again and again. And then maybe after a week, see if you can add on another 5 minutes and make it 10. Eventually stretch that time until you have a practice of sitting in silence for 20 minutes a day. That practice on its own could just change your life. So enjoy sitting in silence today. I hope you really take the time out of your day to give yourself this gift. Have a beautiful, hopefully calm and peaceful rest of this weekend. Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.